It's been the most amazing day having you here in my hometown, driving around and stopping to check out different spots, pointing out things and telling you stories. Like over here, it's where I broke my wrist playing tag on Halloween, out behind the old elementary school. Or here, the field down the street from my parents' house, where we used to play pickup games of kickball. Of course, now there's a home there, but you know, same idea. Pointing out the resort where I had my first job babysitting obnoxious city kids of summer visitors. The beaches where we used to park as teenager and have bonfires until the cops showed up. The rock my nickname is spray painted on after one night of too much beer, too little sense. Where I've been skinny dipping. The spot where I had my first kiss. The spot where I first made out in a parked car. Well, truck. Where I lost my virginity with my best friend in the passenger bucket seat of my dad's Ford Ranger. Of course, spending plenty of time laughing about how terrible that experience was. In general, spending the day sharing with you, laughing with you, learning about each other. It's been an incredible day. And here we are, it's nearly sunset. And I bring you down to a very popular beach, probably the most popular beach in my community. And it's down this dirt road. It's not a long dirt road, but it's partitioned off so that people can't drive down there. That's new, though, when I was a kid. Which is what you've heard all day long, when I was a kid. When I was a kid, you used to be able to drive down in there. And in fact, I may have done that once or twice with an old boyfriend. But that's neither here nor there. Now they've got it cordoned off. You walk down in. And the time of day, there's still a few people on the beach. But I take your hand, and I pull you over to the left side of the beach, where there's a stand of woods. It's a beautiful beach. I can understand why everyone loves to come here, especially the tourists. But there's a secret part of the beach, one that the tourists don't know about. If you continue along, and you go into the woods along this path, you walk for another 5 minutes, and you can come out at this tiny, tiny little beach that's probably only room for 6 people. If you had to. This is where I drank my first beer, actually. beer, warm beer and a peanut butter jelly sandwich with my friend Kim. But that's not what I'm going to do here today. I brought you here because I wanted this spot to mean something new than what it meant to me before. I don't want it to be where I had my first beer. Or at least, not only where I had my first beer. I want it to be where we have our first kiss. And so I lean over and put my mouth to yours. Something I've been wanting to do all day. And just haven't had the nerve. The kiss is everything I wanted it to be. Soft. And then harder. I can sense. I just can feel inside you the excitement. Matches my own. And I can't imagine a more perfect, perfect moment. And so I deepen the kiss and I put a hand to the side of your face. And my other hand. It's moving down your body, wanting to touch all of you. And I think we can both feel when this kiss starts to shift from a first kiss, a gentle kiss, into something of need, hunger, desire. And then all of a sudden, My hand is at your waist. And I can slip my fingers underneath your t-shirt, along your belt line. You feel good. One of your hands has found its way to my bare shoulder and is caressing me there, while your other arm is wrapped tight around me. In that hand, the one that should be wrapped around my waist, is starting to slide lower down my dress. When I drop my hand slightly lower and rub the back of my hand against your pants and your hardening cock, I feel you break off the kiss and give me a look. You're worried. This is a public place after all. But I know. I know that it's evening. A breeze has picked up. It's even a little chilly, but not cold. And the tide has gone out. The chances of someone coming to this tiny little beach that only the locals know about anyway, right now, is so small. It almost doesn't exist. I tell you as much with my eyes. As I lean back in and kiss you again. This time I take your hand and I put it on my breast over my sundress. You seem to be losing your shyness now as you squeeze and then slide your fingertips along my exposed cleavage. Meanwhile, my hands are still toying with your belt buckle. Wanting to undo it, but not wanting to push too fast. Wanting to hold the moment. I press my body against yours. All the fears that I had, that there wouldn't be the attraction that I, or that it would be one-sided, or things would be awkward, all of those fears are gone. There's only us. And this little spot, making a memory. Your hands are getting more forceful now, shaking slightly, and I can't wait a second longer. I undo your belt buckle and unzip your shorts, and I give you a look before I drop to my knees in the sand, and your cock's already hard. I know you've been waiting for this. That you've wanted it almost as long as I have. And take your tip in my mouth, tease with my tongue, swirl around, and take you slowly, inch by inch, into my mouth until I can't possibly fit any more of you. And I look up, because I want to see your face. I want to always remember what your face looks right now. In this moment, that smile that's on your face, that look of pleasure. How dark your eyes are. How much you need me to continue. And I do. Using my tongue along your shaft, and again, taking as much of you as I can into my mouth. You feel as good as I always thought you would. And I don't want to stop. I use a hand to stroke you, as my tongue presses against your frenulum and swirls around your head. This is fun. I don't want to stop, but I can tell. You're starting to get closer, and this is not how you want this to end. I can feel you and motion for me to stand back up. Reluctantly, I take you from my mouth. You give me a deep kiss, and while you're kissing me, your hand is reaching down, sliding up under the hem of my dress, along the back of my thigh, finding my ass, squeezing. That does feel good. You hook your finger around the panties I'm wearing and slide them off with just one motion. Once they're off, your fingers reach down again. To touch me between my legs. Tease my lips. And depart me. And of course I'm wet. I've been wet all day. Staring at you when I hoped you weren't looking. Thinking about how badly I wanted to touch you. Kiss you. Have you? And you groan happily when you realize how wet, how ready I am, and you're looking at me in my eyes as you're teasing and toying with my pussy. You want to know if it's okay. If it's okay if our first time is on this beach. Yes, I say. This is exactly what I wanted. How could it be any more perfect than this? And because I don't. Well, because I've cut myself before on granite, not playing smart, I turn with my back to you, and I bend over, letting my dress ride all the way out, bracing myself against the granite. I want this. I want this so badly. I want you inside of me. While the seagulls are crying. While the sun is setting. I want this so much. And when you slide inside me, I feel your hands grip my hips. And I hear you make the most delicious sounds. Yes. 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 And I can tell that you're starting to get close. By the way you're breathing, and by the intensity of the way you're thrusting inside me, the way you're grabbing my hips, kneading my ass with your fingers. Please. Please. Please, you say. Yes. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. 100 times yes. And when you come, it's incredible. And then you wrap your arms around me, pull me close, kiss my neck softly. Your mouth is next to my ear. That was incredible, you say. And I smile, knowing that this place has become something very special. Something incredible.